There was a time in the 2000s where you could not turn on the radio and not catch a song from The Fray. I mean, you think about Over My Head Cable Car, How to Save a Life, You Found Me, Grammy nominations, world tours. And then they just went on hiatus. Isaac Slade, the lead singer, left the band. He was a founding member with the other guys, with Joe King and Dave Welsh and Ben Wasocki. And they all got together a couple of years ago, and they're like, "What do? Are we ready to give this all up yet?" And those three were like, "No, I think we want to continue to do this." They were in town last night. They had a sold-out show at the Orpheum. They're going to be back in December to play our Deck the Hall Ball with Teddy Swims and Mark Amber. The new EP, there's six songs, which are fantastic.
Oh, I haven't listened yet. I gotta go.
Fantastic songs. And it's called The Fray Is Back.
Say what it is.
Say what it is, right? And then they also talk about, like, you know, being a little bit older and touring, how that has changed and the things they bring on tour now. Uh-huh. So here it is. This is The Fray when they were in the studio yesterday. The Fray is back. What a clever name.
Yeah, man. Actually, it came, you know, from one of our fans. We were playing a show, and it was like one of the first shows as who we are now. And, you know, in between songs, people yell out things.
I love you!
Right? Yeah. Play the song! Or, you know, whatever. Right. This specific show, a fan yelled out, "The Fray is back!" And it just, it just stuck with us. And once when it came time to, you know, title the EP, it was like, maybe that's it. You know? And so, yeah, we just went with it.
Obviously, 2014 is the last album. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are on a hiatus. Isaac leaves the band. You guys have to, I imagine, do a lot of soul searching. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what are we going to do moving forward? And the band just kind of stops existing for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So where did that conversation start with the three of you that, hey, what about a tour or making music? How many beers deep were you at that time?
I think it was more than beer.
If I remember correctly, I think it was coffee. I think we were jacked up on
coffee. There was lots of coffee.
Yeah, Ben and I actually came down to Nashville, where Joe lives now, a couple years ago, or a little more than that. Mm-hmm. And we sat around at a coffee place drinking espresso, getting crazy.
Like cultured men do.
Yeah. And I think we all had probably the first honest conversation about it. You know, it was a lot to think about, but I think we all realized that we just wanted to start thinking about it.
And it had to be hard to get the ball rolling again. You know, there's momentum to what you're doing in your artistry, and once that ball is rolling, it just continues to roll. But when that stops...
It was, although, you know, there was so much momentum for us in the heyday, but there was also sort of this accidental autopilot that kicked in because we got just so busy and so used to doing what we knew that we got a little less engaged as time went on. And so the hiatus sort of forced a re-engagement. Like, once, like Dave said, we did make the active choice to, like, okay, let's, like, get back into this. Mm-hmm. Then I think now in hindsight, it was really great to have, like, we had no other reason than to pay attention. We had to be, like, involved in every decision. We had every decision to make, and we had to make it all. And so there was no more autopilot. It was like we had to be all in, which I think is the best possible scenario. So I'm grateful for that.
Were you playing a lot of music during the hiatus? I'm a very amateur musician. In fact, I brought my guitar. If you guys want to pick it up and play a song,
it's beautiful.
I play in the church band.
Nice.
I'm only about 5 years into playing guitar.
That's where we all started, man.
And
you know,
I love it. But I'm just kind of curious. For the summer, I was kind of off because of my son's sports, and I just picked it back up for the first time two weeks ago. And so I'm kind of curious, when you stop playing for...
It's good for your soul, right? It's good. It's good for, you know, and obviously it's something within you. You know, if you bring it forth, is what can save you. You know, but if you don't bring that forth, you're just shutting part of you down, and that's just never going to be a good thing. So, like, for us, it's like, you know, writing music is what saves us as artists, because if we don't, we're destructive. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, it's one of those things where it's just part of us. It's part of you. You love it. You have to, you know, you have to do it. But yeah, man, like, it's, you know, with bands, you know, like Dave and Ben were saying, like, bands break up, change, evolve. Mm-hmm. They do all those things. If you have long enough, if you're lucky, to have a long enough right. run.
Hopefully you can survive long enough to break up.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're grateful to have experienced all three of those things mm-hmm. in the past, you know, eight, 9 years. So much of this is about like a wheel where you find yourself at the starting point and you're like, okay, here we are again. We're back at the Orpheum. You know, we're playing this theater that's like sacred, that we have incredible memories, mm-hmm. you know, playing in Boston. And here we are back at the Orpheum. And it's like, this is back to our, you know, our beginnings. So like our version of success now is very different. It's like, just put things out, put art out that we love mm-hmm. and go tour.
And I want to ask you about being so different when you have done now a couple of shows. Obviously walking out on stage in New York must have just been incredible, and to see the love and selling out these shows. How are you feeling emotionally and physically? Because we are all 10 years older and we don't have quite the same stamina maybe we had 10 years ago.
Yeah, the first night on the bus was a little rough. None of us really slept. We were like, oh, yeah, no. I remember this.
Yeah, I'm definitely choosing to go to bed a little earlier than I would have night.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this portable vapor, like face steamer. That I can carry. I have it in the car on the way here.
Yeah. That's like, so rock and roll.
Yeah,
so rock and roll. You have no idea, bro. You know,
I like this.
There's a lot of essential oils.
You charge it up.
What else do you have on tour that maybe you didn't have on tour 10, 15 years ago?
Tylenol.
Sleepy time tea.
Yes, right? That's our sleepy time extra. Yeah, that was a big one. We needed not regular sleepy time, sleepy time extra.
That's so good. That is so good. And there they are, the Fray, going to be headlining with us at Deck the Hall Ball with Teddy Swims and Mark Amber. A little bit older, a little bit cultured.
I love it.
A little
so
bit
much.
More cultured, a little wiser.
Maybe the most rock and roll interview I've ever heard.
How'd you decide to get back together? At a coffee shop.
Yeah. We packed up our sleepy time tea and hit the road.
I love them.
I love it.
I did try to get them to play the guitar. That didn't work out. Yeah.
Nice try, though.
I did.
A for effort, buddy.
It was an A for effort.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to The Fray for coming by. And again, go check out their new EP. It is called The Fray Is Back. 6 songs on it. And they are all really, really good. I said this to the guys. What I love about these 6 songs is you get the essence of The Fray, but it doesn't sound like they're trying to go back to who they were in 2003. That it is evolved and it is really good music and they are pop hits. So make sure you check that out. Now, if you want to win tickets to the show, we're going to give those away. We do that at 9:20 and 12:20 and 3:20. And don't forget the on sale for Deck the Hall Ball, which almost sold out yesterday with the presale, will be on Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.